Some years ago, probably about 20 years now, I went to Egypt. Now, do you know where Egypt is? Any idea where Egypt is? No? Well, it's, if you know where Israel is, and you move right down the map, down, keep going down, you start to come into northern Africa, and you come down into Egypt. So Egypt is really part of northern Africa, and it's all desert. And when I was in Egypt about 2 years ago, somebody told me it hadn't rained there for over 6 years. So you can pretty understand what it looks like. It's very sort of grey-brown. But along the Nile, it's all green and lush. And it rather hits you when you're looking at all this sort of grey area. You go out in the coach, nothing growing there, just a palm tree here and there, you know. And you see nomads living around. Do you know what nomads are? Any idea what nomads are? They are men, women, families that live in tents. And they move around. So they really, their lives haven't changed much from the biblical days. Like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they're all families that moved around in tents. It's not a bad way of living, actually, if you think about it. But of course, they'd always have to keep near where there's water and so forth. Anyway, when I was in Egypt about 20 years, because I've been there twice, you see, one day we went out in a coach out into the Sahara Desert. And it was quite a warm day, and you go out for miles. And when you look around on the horizon, all you see is like a shimmer. It's a shimmer, it's called the heat. It's the heat that's rising from the sand, because the sand during the day, particularly midday, it can actually be so hot that you could not walk on it in bare feet. It's just unbearable. In fact, where there are a few rocks, often they can actually cook things on there, and it could even fry an egg, particularly in the midsummer, because it gets so hot. But one of the things that you have in the desert, and I don't quite know why it is that it suddenly will appear, but you will suddenly see, when you're travelling, a mirage. Now, do you know what a mirage is? Any idea what a mirage is? Any idea? No? Well, a mirage looks as though you see water or sea. And you are totally convinced in that hot climate where you just need a drink all the time, you look and you think, wow, there's the sea. There's a big lake there. And as you travel and move towards it, you're totally convinced, because I've seen it. It's absolutely water. It shimmers, it shines, it shows everything that water does. And as you begin to approach and move toward it, if you're in a coach, you suddenly realise that it isn't water. It's what we call a mirage. It's an illusion. It doesn't really actually exist. And so, you know, you're thinking to yourself in this baking hot heat, you think it would have been lovely just to have gone in there and have a swim, you know, water and everything, and you suddenly find it isn't at all. It's simply a mirage. The heat and the haze has created that effect. And you feel quite disappointed. You feel quite let down. And you think, gosh, that would have been lovely, you know, sea so hot here and so forth. And you know, that is what life is like. A lot of things that you are pursuing, that you want to go and buy, saving up for, and it's not wrong to have these things, but the point is, at the end of the day, it's a mirage. So much of life is actually a letdown. It's not at all what you think it actually is. And it's like that mirage. But when you come to Jesus, you will find it is not a letdown. There is no disappointment. And that's the wonderful thing about becoming a Christian and following God. And you may have some new clothes. You may eventually, as you get older, have the car that you want. You might get the job that you want, get all the goodies that life gives, but you're going to find you're never really going to be satisfied by them. You can only ever be satisfied with God's love. So don't let life be like that mirage. Go for what is really real. And Jesus is real. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only one who can help you in your life. There is nobody else. Not even your mother or father, as important as they are, but they cannot help you like Jesus can.